here's a story from The World.
In South America, Colombia is one of the countries where new variants are causing COVID to surge. Its death toll reached 100,000 this week, becoming just the 10th country in the world to hit that number. But there's an added problem. People can no longer afford to stay at home. Manuel Ureda has more from Bogota.
Inside a Mexican-themed nightclub called Plaza MX, dozens of people sing along with a mariachi band that performs on a brightly lit stage. Tables are now divided by transparent sheets of plastic, but other than that, it's business as usual here, as young people dance and mingle, with some drinking out of the same tequila bottles. The nightclub was forced to shut down for several months last year, as Colombia's government imposed social distancing measures. And then it opened only as a restaurant. In June, the government finally allowed nightclubs to work regular hours. We really needed this, says Andres Gutierrez, Plaza MX's manager. Opening until 1 in the morning makes the difference between losing money and making a profit, he says. Colombia has tried to control the pandemic through lockdowns, curfews, alcohol bans, and social distancing measures. But while that slowed down contagion somewhat, it also created more unemployment and pushed millions into poverty. Now, like the US or Europe, the country is lifting most restrictions on the economy in a bid to bring back jobs. But unlike those places, in Colombia, cases and death rates are rising. Opening the economy under these conditions is risky. But officials say they've run out of options. From the standpoint of epidemiology, it makes no sense to do this, Bogota Mayor Claudia López said in a recent speech. But if you consider the context we're facing, the shocking levels of poverty and discontent, then it's a necessity, she said. According to Colombia's government, 3 million people were pushed into poverty in 2020 as lockdowns crippled the economy. Years of economic progress were wiped out. In Bogota, 88% of families could afford 3 meals a day before the pandemic, according to a government survey. Now that's down to 67%. Given this context, the mayor's decision to lift restrictions on businesses has been quite popular. Luis Genaro sells popsicles outside a government office in Bogota. He had to stop working for several months last year. At this point, everyone just has to do the best they can to protect themselves, he says. Genaro, who is in his 60s, adds that he's already vaccinated, but most of the population hasn't been that lucky. In fact, only 10% of Colombia's 50 million people are fully vaccinated. At the Samaritana University Hospital, the emergency room fills up each day with patients showing symptoms of COVID-19. When I visit, doctors are placing a breathing tube in a patient. The hospital's 19 intensive care units are often full, so doctors at the ER have had to take on extra tasks like this. Dr. Elkin Molina is the ER's deputy director.
It's the best place.
It's not the best place to do this, he says. In an intensive care unit, patients get regular attention from physical therapists, and we don't have that here. Samaritana is not the only hospital struggling. As Colombia's economy reopens, intensive care wards in cities like Bogota, Cali, and Medellin are 95% full. More than 500 people are dying from COVID-19 in Colombia each day, which is 3 times as many as in early April. Dr. Paola Cabra is a young resident at the Samaritana Hospital. At the beginning of the pandemic, you'd see mostly older people coming in with COVID symptoms, she says. Now it's younger people coming in with bad symptoms, and some are requiring ventilation. It's quite scary. Dr. Cabra says that Colombia has been left with few choices as it struggles to get more vaccines. If we were a more developed country, perhaps we could pay people to stay at home and contagion would slow down, she says. But here, people have no choice but to go out and work. For The World, I'm Manuel Rueda in Bogotá, Colombia. From PR.